The Poet's Tale, Chaucer and the Year That Made the Canterbury Tales, by Paul Strome. The recording of this book has been made possible thanks to a kind and generous legacy from Sylvia Pepper, in recognition of the life-enhancing capacity of the RNIB Talking Book Service.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Acknowledgements. This book is dedicated to Claire Harmon, whose encouragement has sustained me throughout. For advice on London history, I owe special thanks to Caroline Barron and Sheila Lindenbaum. Each has significantly influenced my thinking on a number of the matters covered in this book, although neither should be held responsible for any of my particular conclusions. In addition to the example of his own work, James Shapiro has offered valuable suggestions on several occasions. I've also received advice from Ardis Butterfield, Susan Crane, Carolyn Dinshaw, and David Wallace. In the longer perspective, I've relied upon the cumulative efforts of many scholars who've worked during the past two centuries to identify, edit, and publish Chaucer's life records, including Frederick Furnival, R.E.G. Kirk, Eleanor Hammond, Edith Rickett, Ruth Bird, Martin M. Crowe, and Claire C. Olson. For more immediate guidance in the creation of this book, I'm grateful for the expertise and assistance of my American editor, Wendy Wolfe, and my British editors, Daniel Crewe and Cecily Gayford. My thanks also to Hannah Westland, now of Serpent's Tale, Hannah Ross.